anything. I can give you 25,000, 15,000, 25,000. I can just wealth in millions because none of you can prove what I say is a lie. I'm the best talking of my followers. That's the same voice in the revelation of the book. Come up hither. Come up hither. Who is ready to break the seal of the book?
Yes, sir.
The seal of the book was, what was the essence of the true meaning of everything that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad was saying?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So it says, much condition of the priest, because there was no one there that was found worthy to break the seal, even among the ones that was there with him.
Yes, sir.
You got to remember, the messenger was the 23rd scientist, Master Brother Stephen Rob Mumbles was the 24th scientist, and it said that there were 24 elders.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So who is this person? And you know it wasn't Master Brother Stephen Rob Muhammad, and you know it wasn't the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. He said, over in the northwest corner from the tribe of Levi, there's one who was worthy to overcome and take the book. And they made him stand upon his feet, but he still wouldn't come up there because he had them karate trained boots. The man was standing next to him.
Yes, sir.
You still there?
Yes, sir.
He said, come up hither. Anybody that can prove this is there, come up hither. No one could come up. Could take the book. But he's put his spirit into that one, stood him upon his foot, and made him come up closer, come closer. And when he came closer, he had take this book. And when he took the book, he was looking for himself to be executed upon the angels to kill him. And he said, the 420 elders threw down, bent down and said, worthy is that person to receive all power. Worthy is he in all power ordered to his plane. Worthy is he greater than all to be called Lord of lords, God of God, King of kings. And written upon his thighs is a name that nobody knows except those who received it. And he gives his name to. And that name is Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings. And yet he did not know who he was. Surely the Lord, if he knew then that he was Lord of lords, God of God, King of kings, well, surely he would have came up there and took the books from the elders himself.
Yes, sir.
But he did not do this.
Yes, sir.
They made him.
Yes, sir.
Come up and take the books and make him know who he was.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So written upon his star was even a name that he did not even know who he was.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Until this was called the tenth spy.
Yes, sir.
Then the four beasts was ordered to give their power to him.
Yes, sir.
We are west and we are north. Do you understand? There is the hiding of the power.
Yes, sir.
That man became the 25th scientist alive.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The actually driven being that allowed God in the person of Master Brother Stephen Rob Muhammad, his message, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, who would talk through. Brother Ezra Muhammad, so-called Yusuf, the angel from the tribe of Yusuf, Gabriel, many Gabriels, so-called Johnny Boyd, relates to Sister Belinda Boyd, that Muhammad Ali was once master, that this was some of the divine workings of Allah God, the person of Master Brother Stephen Rob Muhammad, his message, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And this was also was dead in order to weaken the structures of some of the vessels.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It says that when he struck the rock, the sheep shall scatter.
Yes, sir.
So he allowed God, the person of Master Wallace Stephen Rob Muhammad, was just like Master Wallace Stephen Rob Muhammad. So he struck him all his own self through manifestation in order to make the people fulfill the part of the prophecy of going astray.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So he helped work with Master Wallace Stephen Rob Muhammad in scattering the sheep. He spoke and dealt with the people in many different ways that they couldn't stand after 1966. Yes, sir. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because they were filled into a degree of understanding that they thought they was real. They were tin soldiers. They was ego hung up.
Yes, sir.
You read the theology book of time?
Yes, sir.
They was really had an ego trip going.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Soldier
yes, style. Sir. They thought they see and they see not.
That's
they
right.
thought they was listening to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and they wasn't really listening.
That's right.
The most honorable Elijah Muhammad said about God and the friend of Master Brother Jesus Muhammad didn't want them to listen because that wasn't not for them.
Yes, sir.
It was meant for them. He talked to them on the level of believers.
Yes, sir.
He didn't teach them on the level of the knowers.
Yes, sir.
The ones that he taught on the level of the North within the university. He taught to the believers. He taught the religion of Islam. In the universities, in the higher school of learning, he taught no such thing as religion. It's a way of life.
Yes, sir.
It is your nature.
Yes, sir.
But he said, but because we're dealing with the believers out there, and it's not meant for them to come to these universities right yet, I'm teaching them in the form of a believer's way.
Yes, sir.
But because you believe something, that don't make it a reality. You can believe that there's an airplane on the outside of the doorstep out there, but it's not.
Yes, sir.
And This is one that none of them from Oscar Glenbury and man up on it.
Yes, sir.
Did you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, he taught two different sets of peoples. He taught believers, and he taught knowers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he taught the knowers the science of Islam.
Yes, sir.
He taught the believers the theology of it.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'll praise you due to Allah, God, and the presence of the Master, brother, she's allowed to honor his message to the message of the Most Honored Right Mother. See, the knowledge that was taught when the nation of Islam first started out by Master Wallace Ibrahim Muhammad, when Master Wallace Ibrahim Muhammad raised 25,000 when he first came over to Paradise Valley in Detroit, that knowledge was all called back in because he was raised in 5 percenters.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He was raised in knowers. It was just like when I told the brothers in the nation of Islam, I said, let me tell you something. About God in the presence of Master Wallace Ibrahim Muhammad, and kid, the brothers say, brothers, you have just been cursed. Was a curse. And I had no pig. He was a buyer of just pig. He said, I would do a work in your day and time that if you even heard, you would not believe it. Even if the angels had heard it, they would not believe it. Because here God would come down into the muck and the mud and would eat pigs for his peoples.
Yes, sir.
What man wouldn't labor on the Sabbath day to save the sheep or the mule that you make a living off of to feed his family?
Yes, sir.
Sabbath day was made for the Lord of hosts to do the things that it says that thou shalt not do.
Yes, sir.
The most honorable thing when Master Wallace Ibrahim Muhammad came to the neighborhood, he should have taken the net, whatever the people fix. He didn't tell them, don't fix that, don't fix this.
Yes, sir.
He had whatever they put in front of his face.
Yes, sir.
He submitted first. Then he began to teach them about what was good to eat and what wasn't good to eat.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All the people knew what to fix it. All they had to eat was pig.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And he didn't come in telling people, I'm God. Move over and get out the way. I'm my deep.
Yes, sir.
He came this teaching. He submitted first.
Yes, sir.
But they was unaware of this supreme wisdom and knowledge.
Yes, sir.
So hearing this knowledge caused it dissension. They had passed the word to, I became up in the Academy of Islam, the only for real Muslim that had ever came through Shankun.
Yes, sir.
Everybody, even the devils, everybody called me devil, the only for real Muslim I know.
Yes, sir.
The Imam is the only real Muslim that, and here I did, when I first came out there, they made me come out of their lockup, they made me think that the nation, I wanted to be like them brothers.
Yes, sir.
And I come to find out that them brothers was far short of what they were supposed to be.
Yes, sir.
I don't know, you know, whatever we talked about before I was resurrected, I don't want to know nothing about, you know, if I can't turn the conversation to Islam, look, don't call me this here, my name is Ansel Muhammad, and if you're offended by that, well then you must didn't care about me in the first place, so all praise is due to Allah, God, and the prison, but I must be about my God's work.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's what the brother said. The brother, he go over that again and again. Yes, sir.
I didn't have no kind for no. And my so-called mother come to see me as a door somebody. Willie Brown, I would not go to see them. And I made known to her, don't come calling me Willie Brown.
Yes, sir.
Not your son.
Yes, sir.
And my so-called Lord Brown is not my father.
Yes, sir.
I'm a reflecting image of him. If his devil hadn't been given a grace period, he would have been me.
Yes, sir.
I said, don't even put no money out there for me. And that's on record that I wouldn't accept unless you put it out there for Ansel Harold Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
One night to the Son of Man. She was there when the judge took me in the chamber.
Yes, sir.
Over in San Jose. When Master Wallace Stephen Robert was there over there in that hill.
Yes, sir.
Delivered up before court, and at that hour it was given unto me what to say.
Yes, sir.
Me there.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God, the President of Master Wallace Ibrahim Muhammad, especially for the mission of the Most Honored. How anybody accept this is neither hidden nor tender to me because it's the will of Allah God, the President of Master Wallace Ibrahim Muhammad, especially for the Most Honored. Nobody accept it.
That's right. Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah God, the President of Master Wallace Ibrahim Muhammad, especially for the Most Honored. Allah.
We can talk for years after years after years every day for this 1 hour every day, and we were still not even touched the hill of this year's what was happening and transpired between what Allah God, the President of Master Wallace Ibrahim Muhammad, especially for the Most Honored. Allah had transpired between and me when I was taking the need of my business in the vision and different stuff.
Yes, sir.
So-called Johnny Boyd and everything that ever transpired.
Yes, sir.
Although he went through transmutation and he is no longer here.
Yes, sir.
Walking upon the face of the earth, but here's on the astral plane.
Oh, yes, sir.
He can appear whenever he so desires.
Yes, sir.
It's the will of Allah, God, and the presence of Allah, but Jesus, Allah, 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 Allah.
Yes.
He became a little bit upset with me, too, for releasing some of this knowledge out there to the people in the book form.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't meant for me to release there. It was meant for me to have... He did a chart for 7 years of how this knowledge would mature within me. Did another chart for 20 years.
Yes, sir.
So that I would know when the time was right, even though I thought the time was right then.
Yes, sir.
He told me, get the hell out of here. This is not where... Death is not destined for you, and this place here is not what used to be the Academy of Islam. It's not for you. And that's when the Nation of Islam and the Academy of Islam in San Quentin busted up. And the brother that I allowed down the prison, Master Wallace, Ephraim, Mamadis, Master of the Bazaar, Mamadis, Mamadis, blessed me to teach there with Brother Stanley, Brother Anselm, Mamadis, so-called Stanley Wally, was the baddest attorney, and he was the one that made it so that the brothers could have their teachings of Islam behind the walls in the state of California. He the one that took it through the court and made the writs and everything. He made it so that we could have our dietary law. A brother that was an Esther Hill Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
So-called Stanley Wally.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God, the presence of Master Brother Stephen Rodman. But we'll talk more about that. It's so much.
Yes, sir.
That you have to be made and know of. I talked to Sister Santa Masuka Adana about this. Do I talk to Sister Santa Masuka Adana? But I went through it so fast that it was out of such a pain at that point, and it didn't mean that much then, but it do now.
Yes, sir.
So, I'll talk with you back. I got to go back to the single cell. A life protoplasm theory, which is the mathematics of how we self-created ourselves. Okay, but we got to go back. So go back and scratch that other part off, that front part of that tape, what we were talking about.
Yes, sir.
And then get to this part here of more clarifications of Brother Yusuf.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm going to go back and I'm going to leave it open as we are throughout eternity in the name of our God, in the name of the prison master, one of the name of the name of the greatest prophet of the most honorable name of the most holy name, Doug Muhammad, the Jalal Ahu, and Assalamu alaikum to the degree of the Creator's master plan, which is Master Wallace Stephen Rod Muhammad, is Master Muhammad, son of Elijah Muhammad, through Master J of this day and time, 1994, January. I love all of you.
Love you too, sir.
And understand the other people that are not righteous.
Yes, sir.
Jalal Ahu.
Jalal Ahu.
Upon speaking with the Master J, date being January 25th, 1994, Sajal Lahu. Let me get the sister.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, one thing I want to bring out now is you need that intercom system like I told you.
Yes, sir, we did. We went and we got some more, and there's some to be set up in the house, but I don't know, for some reason everybody don't have them on.
It's supposed to be a constant thing that stays on.
Yes, sir, they do, but you can turn it off, and they turn them off.
Who turns them off?
Everybody does.
Well, then you got to make it known that it's supposed to stay on.
Okay, yes, sir.
Or at least if they're going to turn it off after Master J call or something.
Yes, sir.
They are made and designed to stay on, and it doesn't cost that much by staying on, cutting them on and off. You get a backup surge, and that surge will make you use more than what it takes to keep it steady running.
That's true, yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? You get that backup surge, the thing that breaks down computers and stuff.
Yes, sir.
Where it's just like a dam who banks up, and then you release the dam, and poof, a whole goo-gob come, gush come. Well, that's what that surge is.
Yes, sir.
And that surge, and those surges turning it on and off, those surges make you burn more than just you regularly just leaving them on.
Yes, sir.
Sajal Lahu,
sir.
Sajal Lahu. But you didn't hear what I was just saying this year, huh?
No, sir.
So I'm going to open the name of Allah, God, who came to the person of the Master of the Chief of Ram, in the name of the Master of the Spouse of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in the Most Holy Name of